531.
Provisional results from New West general elections over the weekend could see a shift in government, with the former Premier Toke Talangi losing his seat. This morning we catch up with Talaniwe editor and journalist Hima Douglas to talk more in detail about the outcome of the Niue elections, the lobbying to form a new government, and what Niue has to look forward to. Whakalofa lahi atu, Hima, and thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us.
Well, whakalofa lahi atu, it's always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
How are you feeling after the weekend?
It's taken a little while to recover from the festivities, but we're now firing on all cylinders, and in the aftermath after the general election, the island is settling down now, looking forward to the next chapter, which of course is probably the most important part in these elections, and that is to select a new premier, because unfortunately our former premier, Sir Toke Talangi, has lost the elections.
Did that come as a surprise to you?
No, I have to say, in all honesty, that it didn't come as a surprise. Our premier, our former premier, Sir Toke, has not been well. And those of us, I think, well, those who know Sir Toke and know of his capabilities, I think it can't help but be saddened by the manner in which he has exited the political arena. But that was his choice to make, and so his removal from the political arena has opened up an opportunity for somebody else to take over now.
Yes, because the likelihood is that he will probably, due to just the momentum from previous, was him again becoming premier. But in terms of the results, were there any surprises as far as you were concerned? Apart, Toke wasn't a surprise either. Were there any surprises that you didn't foresee?
I think I've said this before. This one thing, one feature of New Way politics is that you're never certain what's going to happen. The only certain thing about New Way politics is its complete uncertainty. It's like grappling with an octopus. Just when you think you've got all the tentacles under control, another little tentacle sneaks out and gets you right up your nose. So, yeah, there was a few surprises. I think one of the more pleasant surprises was the fact that the former secretary to the government, Richard Heaper, he topped the common roll polls. And there is a perception on the island that former secretary to the government have had difficulty getting into politics. But Richard has just proved them wrong. Not only has he managed to get into the assembly, but as I said, he topped the polls. But in actual fact, there are two former secretaries of governments who are now in politics, Crossley Tatui and now Richard Heaper. On the village constituencies, there were a couple of not unexpected changes. In the village of Tamakotoa, the sitting MO was defeated by a significant margin, and the member for Hakupu was also defeated, and the member for Lakapa was also defeated. Now, the point here to off note is that all those three MPs were in the Talangi government, Talangi camp.
Oh, that is an interesting shift. With the former secretary to government, Richard Heaper, getting most of those, topping those common votes, do you think the momentum is with him to become premier?
I think there's certainly a lot of support for Richard. Whether he will be able to persuade the others to join him or not remains to be seen. I think what will happen, though, is that the other more established factions, well, you've got the opposition from the old Tocke administration, and you've got the Tocke caucus. Now, if they can attract the two new members on the common roll to join them, then I think Richard Hipper has a chance of being in cabinet. Not quite sure how he would go with trying for the top position. And although he has been the Secretary of Government for in the Taalangi administration, I don't know whether he will indeed get the support from the sitting members to support his bid if he wants to go for the top job.
Is there such a position as Deputy Premier? And who was that person, if there was?
There is an informal position as a deputy premier. It's not in the constitution, but there is an informal deputy premier. It's usually by convention, by understanding between the cabinet members, as who is the most senior will take on the role as the deputy premier, although there is no such post.
I know you just spoke about expecting the unexpected in Niue politics, so I guess having a guess at who might become premier is a bit of a toss of a coin in the air, more or less.
Yes, it'll be a brave prediction, but the candidates. Obviously, before the elections, veteran MPs Terry Coe and Olav Jacobson, the former High Commissioner to Wellington, there might have been others who have that ambition, but we only know of two. There is also now talk that a former minister in the Taalangi administration, Dalton Tangilangi, he is also, there's some indication that he might be interested also in leading the country, but we will not know for certain until possibly later today or sometime tomorrow when the provisional results, when they finish the proper count and to see where everything is going. And the one seat that's still undecided is the seat for the Mutalo constituency. That's Inner's old village, and it's another tie. And this is where the winner will have to be decided by the old raffle trick. That's pulling one name from a hat, literally.
Wow, is that standard practice? Is that how things have been done previously when there has been a draw, or has there ever been a draw in previous elections?
Oh, several draws, not only on the so-called on the common roll, but also more in the village constituencies. It's first past the post, and somebody has decided. People who are much cleverer than me have decided that the fairest way of doing this was to draw for a tie vote is to draw one name out of a hat, and that has happened several times in our electoral history. So when people say your vote counts, you better believe it, brother, on this little fantasy island of ours. Yes, sirree, it does count. One vote does count.
Oh, gosh. And do they do that publicly? Will there be an audience to watch that draw being made? And are there rules? Will police have to be there to ensure that it is a fair draw? There is a lot relying on this draw, Hima.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It could mean one side getting into and forming the government. That's how serious this is. As for the process, it used to be supervised by a judge of the High Court, but I think in recent years they've decided that we don't need that, and I think it's the chief electoral officer in the presence of obviously both candidates and their support and. One of their supporters, I think, is allowed into the room to observe the process, and they draw the name out of the hat, and the announcement is made, and everybody goes off happy except the loser.
Now, where do things go from here? There is the final count to be confirmed, as you say, either today or tomorrow. And then after that, how does it work? Do they all go? Do the winners convene, and then they decide how the who becomes premier? What is that process, please, Hema?
Well, after the proper results have been declared by the chief electoral officer, he is then obliged by law to send that result to the Speaker of the Niue Assembly. The Speaker of the Assembly will then, normally, he would liaise with the outgoing Premier, for example, for the former Premier, and then they'll decide when to call the House to order. On this occasion, though, we don't have a Premier. He's been voted out of office. And so it's now, once the results, final results have been delivered to the Speaker, it's up then to the Speaker to decide when to call the House to order. But he'll probably then look at the two sort of recognized leaders of the two factions and decide when to call the election. But he's supposed to call the elections as soon as possible, after he's received the official results of the election.
And is there a confirmed speaker now?
No. The former speaker will continue until all the members have been sworn in, and then they elect the new speaker, and then that's when the old speaker, he gets turfed out the window.
And this process will take about a week or two?
The process should, yes. Normally it takes only a week. It depends on how the two factions, now remember, we don't have a premier to lead the charge for his people. So the old Talangi camp will have to select a leader for their team, and then try and form a government. At the same time, another faction normally led by Olav Jacobson and her supporters, they will be trying also to form the government. And after consulting with the Speaker, they will then call the House to order. If there's a... if one side has the numbers and they have the confidence, then it should take less than a week for the House to convene. The other thing I think that our political leaders are very much aware of is, of course, the effects of COVID-19 and the lockdown. We need somebody in the government very quickly, and this is one occasion when the electorate is saying, "Let's get on with this. We need an adult in the room very quickly."
Now, in terms of numbers, you talk about the two factions as such. Who has the majority? Or are they still trading? Yes.
Yeah, it's difficult to say at this time who has the majority. An informal count puts puts one side at 11 votes, but that depends on the outcome of the raffle. And the other team says, well, you know, don't be so sure, because we've got a few tricks up our sleeve.
Then we are looking forward to the outcomes of those tricks. Talaniwe editor and journalist Hema Douglas, whakawelahi mahaki for your time and your service as always.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Look forward to talking with you once the dust has settled.
Thank you.